A flurry of flying objects. Elisa Brady, Fox News. 4 shot down in 8 days, and only one of the objects is considered identified as a Chinese spy balloon. The others were taken down over Canada and Michigan and off Alaska.
The White House says we still don't know what those 3 objects were over North America that the U.S. and Canada shot down over the weekend, but...
I don't think the American people need to worry about aliens with respect to these craft, period.
White House National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby says craft debris is in remote areas of Alaska and Canada, and in the case of Lake Huron, maybe in deep water. Kirby says before they shot them down,
we assessed whether they were sending any communication signals. We detected none. We looked to see whether they were maneuvering or had any propulsion capabilities. We saw no signs of that.
He did say China has a high-altitude balloon program, referencing the first object we saw fly over the U.S., and he confirmed that we have no surveillance aircraft over China.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle searching for answers.
Members of Congress saying they have not been briefed about those last 3 incidents that happened. They would like to see some more transparency, we're hearing from Congress, from this White House.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence just getting word that a classified briefing for senators is now set for tomorrow morning, in addition to a previously scheduled briefing on China set for Wednesday. The man suspected of driving into pedestrians on purpose in New York City earlier today is from Nevada. A 62-year-old believed to have driven to New York City, arriving on Friday. Police sources also tell Fox News he was pulled over at least once in the past week for reckless driving in the Carolinas. Sources say he made statements to police indicating he intentionally hit people.
It left at least 8 people injured. Those victims are now in area hospitals. Our best wishes are joined by those of the entire city for their speedy recovery.
Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell says at this point there's no indication this was terrorism. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. Embassy in Moscow is warning U.S. citizens in Russia to leave immediately as fighting escalates in Ukraine ahead of the 1-year anniversary of Russia's invasion later this month.
We are continuing to galvanize countries around the world to maintain the focus on this and to do everything we can as responsible countries around the world to counter what is a profound threat to the people of Ukraine.
State Department spokesman Ned Price, after winning approval for Western tanks, Ukraine's president has been appealing for fighter jets. The warning to U.S. citizens in Russia specifically points to the risk of wrongful detentions. A nonprofit in Louisiana is helping law enforcement agencies keep watch for crime.
In a 2-story building at the University of New Orleans, over 10,000 video feeds from communities across the country are streaming at the speed of light. It's called Project NOLA, the largest network of community crime cameras in the U.S. Using AI, the cameras alert Project NOLA if they pick up illegal activity, and law enforcement can review video. Any homeowner, business, school, or church can request a camera for free, only paying about $300 a year for cloud storage.
Business owners, residents are realizing the importance to help their local law enforcement. It is a community effort.
In New Orleans, Rebecca Castor, Fox News.
Kansas City will have a victory parade Wednesday, the 2nd in 4 years, for the Super Bowl champions.
It's been an amazing run these last 5-6 years, and let's keep it rolling.
Quarterback and MVP Patrick Mahomes leading the second half comeback that culminated with a last second field goal to beat the Eagles. Chiefs coach Andy Reid, who used to coach in Philadelphia, calls both teams and cities great. A rally on Wall Street today, the Dow finishing up 376 points. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.